promise an exercise plan. By the way, go look at some videos from a year ago and you'll see what I mean. I was a lot bigger. Visit takelean.com, enter Dan15 for your discount. That's promo code Dan15 at takelean.com. TakeLEAN.com. These statements and products are not been evaluated by the FDA. They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. They're not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Check it out. Stuff works. It was just getting bad on my joints, so I had to lose some weight. I liked being strong, but I also like being able to move around. So great product. Listen, I'm afraid, folks. I don't like saying that because I don't want to sound like a wuss, and I'm certainly not saying as a snowflake. I'm telling you as your friend, based on evidence, I am legitimately afraid right now that in this assassination attempt and the subsequent FBI Secret Service investigation, that evidence may be disappearing right now. There's no one in charge, folks. Ron Rowe is part of the problem, the acting director. His boss, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, is as corrupt as the day is long. His boss, Joe Biden, doesn't even know his first name. The Vice President Kamala Harris, who's the presumptive Democrat nominee. Again, these people are mentally as corrupted. They're expecting these people to do the right thing is an absolute fool's errand. I want you to remember that Ron Rowe was part of the management team of the Secret Service when the January 6th texts were wiped out. I want you to remember this. Here's Julie Kelly. A new DHS IG report just came out. Department of Homeland Security, they're basically their internal affairs division. They confirm in their new report that the Biden-Mayorkas DHS significantly stonewalled the January 6th investigation. Texts were deleted. Cell phones of top officials, presumably including Kim Cheadle, the former director, were wiped out. The data was never recovered. Here, you can see it in a report right here. Julie attaches it to her tweet. And she notes, they note in the report that there was a follow-up for texts and emails, and they were wiped out. It's right there in the report. They said, we don't have any backup files. We can't provide any of this information. Folks, if you're saying to yourself, how can this possibly be? How corrupt could the Secret Service could have been that they confiscated all of these agents' phones, wiped out their emails and communications from that day, and no one in the government thinks anything is wrong here? Now, that they're saying now that this was some kind of a tech transfer and they lost it, just disregard that story. It's a lie. This is a massive cover-up. What I'm worried about is the assassination attempt. If information is uncovered detrimental to the Secret Service, they're probably going to do the same plan. They're probably going to confiscate the agents' phones, wipe them out, and give them new phones. It's really that simple. I told you a story about the Epstein thing a couple weeks ago. Folks, I have a friend in the Secret Service who was on a plane with Clinton and the Epstein thing, asked to get off, did not want to be a part of any of that, flew home, didn't see anything directly, but thought it was very suspicious. I'll leave it at that, okay? He noticed in the weeks later that the phones of the agents on that detail started to disappear too. There is a pattern here. The Secret Service confiscates phones and makes stuff go away. These are the exact same people in charge now. You don't think they're going to do the same damn thing again? Kamala Harris was at the Democrat National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. on January 6th when there was a freaking pipe bomb outside. The Secret Service has no record of what happened that day because they made it all go away and nobody thinks anything of it. Darren Beatty has an explosive piece. It was put out last week, August 2nd. About exactly this. The OIG report confirms Kamala's Secret Service role in January 6th pipe bomb cover-up. Listen to this. Okay, go back to that OIG report. The most damning aspect is the Secret Service didn't log the discovery of the pipe bomb at the DNC. There was a bomb at the freaking DNC on January 6th. I thought it was an insurrection. Leave this up. They didn't even log it. Folks, this thing stinks. To Hades, man. They didn't log the subsequent evacuation of Kamala Harris from the DNC as an unusual protective event. It's as though the event never happened. The Secret Service didn't even file an after-action report that would provide details of the security breach and their response to it. Ladies and gentlemen, I was there for 12 years. I've never seen anything like this. Something is seriously wrong. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark for you Shakespearean fans. And that state of Denmark is sitting at Secret Service headquarters on 8th Street. No after action report? Why are they so eager to disappear this? I've got a few theories on what happened, ladies and gentlemen. And if I'm correct about what happened on January 6th, there is a rot in the Secret Service that is you're going to see again in the handling of this assassination attempt as they try to disappear all of this and memory hole everything. You notice the media's already stopped talking about it? It's incredible how they're still talking about January 6th. Still talking about it. January 6th. A guy was murdered and three people were shot at a President Trump site. And it's incredible. We still haven't found the motive of the shooter. So weird. He's disappeared from the news completely. And everyone on the left wants to memory hole what happened while they still talk about January 6th. So strange. But they won't mention this about January 6th. They won't mention the Kamala Harris bomb threat and the subsequent evacuation. Listen, folks. I've been studying this for a long time. The most likely scenario about what happened with that pipe bomb on January 6th is it was a backup plan. There was someone connected to the radical left that wanted to make sure that they could disrupt that hearing if it got ugly and a lot of voter fraud was exposed. Remember, that was certification day. Is everybody following me? Justin, you got to follow me. You're going to be the audience on buzzing for this. January 6th was certification day. The Democrats were terrified that a bunch of Republican senators were going to go up and talk about actual documented fraud in front of the whole country. Everyone following? They needed a distraction. I don't think they expected January 6th at the Capitol turn out the way it did. But when it did, it rendered the bomb plot at the DNC unnecessary. That would have been the big plan. Oh my gosh, bomb at the DNC. Certify this thing quick. You crazy Republicans, stop ginning up the crowd. Look, they tried to kill Kamala Harris. I am sure of it. That's what happened. And when the Secret Service and FBI started looking into this on their own failure, because they failed to detect the bomb and may have found some information, someone told them to disappear it. Can you imagine what it must have been like in Secret Service headquarters if someone tells you, hey, you don't want to look into this because if you find out who really planted that bomb, it's going to point to those guys and it's a bunch of crazy Democrats? That's why it's all disappeared. It's not about the security failure, although that's part of it. I'm going to show you a video coming up next, and you'll see exactly what I mean. The Democrats still want to talk about the insurrection on January 6th, but they never want to mention a plot to kill Kamala Harris with the bomb. So strange. Almost like they know something about it. Watch this video coming up next. You'll see what I mean. How desperate they are to make this go away. And they're going to do the exact same thing with the assassination attempt if we don't get rid of these people in charge right now. Quick break. We'll get back to the show. Hey, getting a good night's sleep is so important to your overall wellness. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you how much I love my Helix mattress. I'm sleeping and feeling better. I got a new one, by the way. We just moved into a new house. I absolutely love Helix. We bought it. I'm telling you, we don't ask for freebies from them. It's just great. I love it. It's my third one. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. Helix, feel free to put my thing out there, just not the credit card number. That's how confident I am in the product. The Helix Plus is a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. The Helix Kids mattress for growing bodies. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz. Find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Every Helix mattress is a hybrid design, super comfortable. It has individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's a perfect combo of both comfort and support. Even better, setup is fast and easy. The box is delivered. It's not even that big. You open it, boom, there goes a mattress, you put it on the bed. That's simple. Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. That's H-E-L-I-X. Helixsleep.com/Dan. It's our best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. And our last sponsor today, we appreciate it, Windshield. Wow. Folks, I live in Florida. Windshields get super dirty, and they get dangerous down here. You know what happens? You get that haze on your windshield. It rains all the time. So you got to clean them. Except I got really bad elbows and shoulders. So it's really a pain in the butt to clean the inside of the windshield, which gets hazy too, especially when it's hot out. So they sent me this product a long time ago. They said, give it a shot. This is Windshield Wow. What is it? It's this magnetic paddle device, right? You just move the product on the outside. You're cleaning the outside. And a super strong magnet drags the inside paddle with it. It's really seamless. It gets in all those nooks and crannies, cleans the outside and the inside at the same time without you having to do two separate things. It has firm cleaning pressure. It's super thin, gets in those tight areas. Get your windshields clean. Your car looks better. It's safer. Try Windshield Wow. We put one in every single car, especially if you're in an area with a lot of pollen and stuff like that. You don't need that. Go to windshieldwow.com. Get this ingenious cleaning device today. That's windshieldwow.com, windshieldwow.com. Use Bongino at checkout for a special discount. Check it out. Support our sponsors. They love talking to you guys. That's windshieldwow.com. All right, back to the show. Thank you, guys. Folks, I want you to watch this exchange. It's a little older. It's between hack Democrat Benny Thompson, who ran the January 6th committee, and Tom Massie, a great Republican who's doing the questioning, okay? Massie starts asking Benny Thompson. It's a little long. It's about a minute 30, but it's worth every second. Hey, man, you were part of the January 6th committee. How the hell did you not mention in your report this bomb plot against Kamala Harris? The Susan Crabtree tweet will make a whole lot of sense after this. They're making this thing go away because I suspect strongly it was probably an inside job over there. It was likely some inside job that they didn't want the Secret Service and the FBI investigating, so they covered up the absolute security failure to make it go away. And Benny Thompson appears to be part of it. Watch how hesitant Benny Thompson is to talk about the bomb plot against Kamala Harris on January 6th, but they'll still talk about the insurrection. Check this out.
Was in the incoming vice president was in the DNC when that pipe bomb was sitting there. Dude.
We did not. Our investigation was looking at the facts and circumstances. We knew that there were pipe bombs. I'm sure the evidence will say she was wherever she is, but, you know, I'm trying to get to your point.
Okay. Well, my point is, if this bomb had gone off just a few feet from her, this could have been the worst assassination since JFK. And I looked at your January 6th report, and can you tell me what you wrote about this pipe bomb and the fact that she was almost blown up that day?
The gentleman,
not right now.
No, it's in the report in terms of the submission. It's not in the 850-page document.
So you guys did, your committee did investigate the pipe bomb or did not investigate the pipe bomb?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, we're not a criminal investigation. We were an oversight body looking at the facts and circumstances. We were not a criminal body to see who laid the bomb or anything like that.
He's got a big interest in grandma who walked through an open door at the Capitol and is now serving 72 years like the Halley's Comet coming back in a gulag in Washington, D.C. But he doesn't have any interest who tried to kill Kamala Harris at the DNC with a freaking pipe bomb, dude. And you believe that? Of course you don't. You're one of my listeners. For the stupid people who are seeing this on clips and are probably a lefty, you're dumb enough to believe that? I thought it was an insurrection. Doesn't this fit right into your fairy tale? The insurrectionist tried to kill the incoming vice president. You're not interested? Why is it that only conservatives seem interested in the truth? Because of what I told you before. The truth doesn't have an agenda. If this is some MAGA lunatic, I'd like to know. If it's an insider at the DNC who had a backup plan in case the January 6th thing didn't go down to stop people from questioning the certification of the vote, I want to know that too. Where are the journalists out there? They're full of shit. They want to memory hole this whole thing. And did you hear it about, a minute into that? As Tom Massey's narrowing in on Benny Thompson, hey man, why didn't you address this in your report? Did you see them trying to interrupt him? Will the gentleman yield? Will the gentleman yield? And he won't. Tom Massie, stay on this. Darren Beatty, stay on this. I know you will. Julie Kelly, Susan Crabtree, and others. Put up this Susan Crabtree tweet. This is freaking huge. August 4th, yesterday. The Secret Service wiping January 6th texts. This is new information. This is not mine. This is hers. A Secret Service whistleblower came to her and said that a few months after January 6th, DHS, the Inspector General, was conducting its investigation into the handling of January 6th. This is a really important tweet. She says she's going to share important parts of the interview with the whistleblower below. Scroll down if you would. This is super important. The whistleblower told her that the day before the DHS issued its late Friday, August 2nd report, she conducted this interview. The IG report confirmed that the cell phones of the Secret Service agents at the J6 thing were wiped of texts to clean up for the agency's bad performance on January 6th. Holy shit, folks. This is from a Secret Service insider. They note that the Secret Service let Vice President-elect Kamala Harris walk within 20 feet of a pipe bomb at the DNC because they didn't have the right assets in place for a VP-elect, along with other missteps. She asks, Susan says to the whistleblower, where are the January 6th texts? He responds, or she, I don't know, I worked on January 6th. Wow, dude or female was there. And I had to turn in my phone a couple of months later. Don't put that down. Wait, didn't they tell us that the phones had to be turned in on January 6th for a tech exchange? Gee, they said that, right? But there was a tech exchange. That was a story. But the whistleblower notes that his phone had to be turned in a couple months later. And he notes, never saw it again. And yeah, all that, all those things got deleted. But before they took my phone and everything, none of them were deleted. I thought there was a tech exchange on January 6th. Whistleblower says, I'm like, what are you talking about? We had a technology cell phone software update? Every text message and email I had prior to January 6th was still on my phone. But once they took my phone and gave me a different phone, they were all gone. Folks, I'm sorry to read the script, but this gets even worse. Susan Crabtree asks, what did they tell you? What's the reason they gave you for making you turn in your phone months later? Because their DOJ investigation regarding our phones, we're going to have to take your phone and give you a different one, they told them. Like, okay? Did you think that was suspicious, asked Crabtree? Of course, the whistleblower notes. But at that point, let's see, around January 6th, I was still a believer that anything they say, they must mean for the best for it. But that was before I dealt with the corruption I did. I soon discovered in the Secret Service, people lie. They do all these things. It's just their culture. Sound like something I've been warning you about? They lie. It's just their culture. Folks, not everyone's like that. I promise you, I work with some really solid people. In the 12 years I was there, I never had any president, Republican or Democrat, hurt at my sites. Ever. Not even close. Not even a hangnail. And that was because I had good and decent people working there. And when I was the lead, I was going to lead that team. And no one was getting hurt on my trips. And I'm telling you, I'm not the only one. I'm not even close to the only one. But these guys have been trying to blow the whistle on garbage Secret Service managers forever that have run this place into the ground, and nothing has happened. And we have a unique opportunity right now to fix this, and I'm not giving it up. This is one of those rare opportunities where we can make the government a little less sucky. Everyone's got to go, folks. This place is a corrupt train wreck. Those January 6th emails and texts from January 6th, they're out there somewhere. Somebody's got them. And they should now, Massey and everyone else in the Republican House we run should subpoena every single person in the tech department of the Secret Service and find out where the hell they are. There is no way. Ask them if there's a backup at the James J. Rowley Training Center. And why not? We are dealing with corruption I have never seen before. Let me tell you something. This was my badge when I got on. It's a little coin now, but that's what it looked like. This was when we were in the Treasury Department. Ever since we left for Homeland Security, it's been an absolute train wreck. All right, folks, we got a big news day today. I told you, I'm not even close to done. Stock market, a complete mess. Financial meltdown happening around the world. The Japanese stock market had their worst day since, what, Black Monday, 1987. The Middle East on fire. It's probably only a matter of days before Iran engages in a massive strike on Israel, which we don't know where that's going to go. Nobody respects Joe Biden, not the Iranians, not Hamas, not Israel, no one. the good guys, the bad guys, the in-between guys, everybody hates Joe Biden. The man has no control over this global turmoil at all. There is nothing he can do to fix the economy because his solution for the economy is the poison. And folks, the problem is the one they're handed the reins to run with, Kamala Harris, I'm telling you, is just as dumb as Joe Biden without the active dementia or whatever he's got, frontal lobe dementia. I don't know what he has. I'm not his freaking doctor, but I know he has something. She is just as dumb as he is without the cognitive issue. Here's Kamala Harris, their new presumptive nominee. You think this woman's going to lead the economy of the future out of this morass they've called for us? I want you to listen to this. Folks, I'm not really a super techie guy, but full disclosure, I'm fully invested in the cloud business with Rumble. So when I saw this, I kind of laughed a little bit because even me, who's not necessarily a tech guy, but I understand what I invest in, I can explain the cloud to you better than Kamala Harris, who wants to be the president of the United States. You know the cloud business for data storage? Here's Kamala Harris, up in the air, like in a cloud. No, it's not up in the air, in a cloud. It's not really a cloud. It's not a cumulus cirrus cloud. Listen to this idiot. Check this out.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right? Mm-hmm. It's no longer in a physical place.
My man Cat Turd is on it, by the way. Go to his account. He's at Cat Turd 2, the number 2. And a minute ago, he put out Kamala Crash. I have since retweeted that. Make sure you do it. Get Kamala Crash going because that's exactly what it is. It's a crash call by Kamala. This is the woman who wants to regulate the tech business, engage in the Green New Deal, tax the shit out of your companies, corporations, kids, small businesses, S-Corps, C-Corps, LLCs. She wants to steal it for herself. She's like, it's the cloud. And it's a, Justin, you a big tech guy? Justin's pretty tech. He's pretty smart. He goes to school. Michael's definitely a tech guy. Is the cloud, is it actually up in the sky? Does your data go up in the sky? Does anybody know that? Do we have an antenna that transmits it up into like the cosmos or something? No, we don't. Okay, that's good to know. That's not what the cloud is, folks. That's not even close to what the cloud is. But Kamala probably believes that because she's not smart enough to know. She's not even smart enough to run a presidential campaign after being handed to her, having it handed to her on a silver platter. You think she's smart enough to run a tech-driven, AI-driven economy? Yeah, okay, good luck with that. Folks, and who the hell is running our government? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Kamala was not Obama's pick. And you could call it a conspiracy theory all you want. My batting average on conspiracy theories is 1,000. The left-wing media is precisely zero, a donut, a goose egg. You guys have been wrong on everything. But now that Obama's stuck with Kamala Harris, they want to make sure they get the right people in there because Obama people have been running, largely, the administrative side of the Biden White House for a really long time, even though Biden hates Obama and Obama hates Biden. Obama's never, ever going to get his fingers out of government, ever. Even Politico Playbook's reporting on it. Obamifying Wilmington. At the center of the shakeup are a group of new senior advisors best known for their work on Barack Obama's campaigns for president and inside his White House. Folks, this guy's got his hands all over it, man. He's got his hands all over this place. And even though he's stuck with the dreadful Kamala Harris, they're going to make sure they get their people in select spots. Make no mistake. I want you to listen to this. This is David Sacks. David Sacks, a tech guy. They have a podcast, the All In Podcast with Chamath and a couple other guys. It's a pretty popular tech podcast, investment podcast. There's about a minute clip from the show. David Sacks, who's not a particularly emotional guy, definitely not like a huge like political guy, but he'll talk about politics on the show once in a while. He makes the point right here I'm making for you right now that the entire Biden White House is a construct. There is no Biden White House. There are a group of people behind the scenes running Biden. Again, this is a tech guy. He's not a really political guy talking. And he asked that same question about Kamala. Who the hell's in charge of that operation? We're not the only ones asking this. Check this out.
One of our critiques of Biden, not just in this election cycle, but probably going back a year, is that Biden had become basically a figurehead president, almost a construct, and he was fronting for a shadow cabinet or a group of powerful staffers who were really running the country, basically because of his cognitive decline. And we sort of joke that whoever the White House intern was who was running the social media accounts or the staffer who was running the teleprompter was basically the president because they could dictate what Biden said. Now, I think the question to ask is, has anything changed? Kamala Harris refuses to do any interviews. She doesn't want to do any unscripted appearances. She's abandoned all of her policy positions that have been longstanding and were the reason why she ran for president in the first place in 2020. So the question to ask is, do we still have a construct as the president?
That's a damn good question. You got a war getting ready to break out. A war was already a war. I mean, a leveled up, tiered up war in the Middle East getting ready to break out, okay? You've got a situation brewing in everywhere from Bangladesh right now to China and Taiwan. Look it up. If you think we don't get into a lot of foreign policy on the show, I happen to enjoy it. Just look that up today. You've got chaos in Venezuela. Where's Kamala Harris? She's not even doing interviews. Who's running this campaign? They're trying to basement Kamala Harris too, just like they did with Biden. The Kamala crash, man. You can't hide that, folks. People are waking up this morning. You've got large swaths of middle-class America waking up with a lot of their money in 401ks and pension funds who are going to open up their account statements if they even work. A lot of people have been locked out this morning trying to trade. And they're going, what the hell else can I tolerate from this Biden-Harris economy? Kamala's brat. Oh, she's brat, all right. And let me just give a quick piece of advice to the Trump team on this, if they'll take it. New York Post. Trump says he'll either debate Kamala Harris on Fox News or won't see her at all as he rips VP's mental capacity. Good for you. Do not accept, again, any of their preconditions on the debate. Donald Trump agreed to a debate with Joe Biden under X conditions. It is not our fault that Joe Biden sucks so bad he dropped out. The deal was not with Kamala Harris. There was a VP debate with Kamala Harris. She is not the VP nominee anymore. She's the VP now. She is now the presumptive Democrat nominee, okay? She's the Democrat nominee. It's not our fault they switched positions. It is a different set of rules. Now you're in charge of the Trump team. You want to do a debate on ABC? Fine. Make sure you get one on Fox or on some conservative outlet. You don't owe them anything. Let her go do a presser first and explain the Kamala crash, what's happening in Venezuela, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in China. Let them explain it. Have you seen this ad, by the way, about Kamalanomics? It's Brad, by the way. Kamalanomics is Brad. Just ask Charlie XG247B. She says so. I mean, listen, man, are we going to get into the program or what? Are we just going to buy into this? Is anyone going to start looking at Kamala Harris, who she really is? She's a crazy person. Everything she stands for makes Bernie Sanders look like a George H.W. Bush. And he wasn't even conservative. This ad is devastating. Someone put this out for some Trump-aligned PAC. Folks, it has sound, but not a lot of not a voice in it. I'm just going to play this. I want you to watch this, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. This is devastating stuff. Play that cut. You hear that sound? You're listening only on audio. It's an image of a grocery counter checking out items. Now it changes. We're looking at a gas pump. Going up and up and up. You hear that gas going in there, draining your wallet, unburdened by what has been, i.e. money in your wallet that's not there. It's the sound of inflation. Guy here doing his taxes, noticing, wow, bills a lot higher. Higher taxes. Smaller paychecks. Oh, look, it's the border. A lot of people welcoming themselves into the United States. Sounds of Kamala Harris. Kamalanomics. Kamala on the border. Border czar, Kamala Harris. Gas price, Kamala Harris. Pay your taxes, Kamala Harris. Pay more of your taxes, Kamala Harris. Pay even more of your taxes, Kamala Harris. Whoever put that ad together, was it Make America Great Again pack? Freaking genius. Folks, they can't escape this stuff. There are people waking up with their pensions and their 401ks getting routed today. There are people who've been paying more for gas and groceries and taxes under this dreadful, disgusting regime because Kamalanomics is Brad. You know, there are people out there working for a living, and you can shit on them all you want. These are the people who make America work, okay? These are people who get up at 5 and 6 in the morning. They go and they fix your HVAC system. They go and they do your landscaping. They go and they do electric and run wire in your house. They're sitting there in attics running wires, putting alarm systems in. These are people working out there on the railroads. These are people out there policing the streets. There are people out there in our military. These people work for a living. And you know what? Some of them come home and they just want to enjoy a beer on the couch and relax for an hour or two before they got to go to sleep and wash, rinse, repeat, and do the same damn thing over again. The Democrats have been shitting on these people forever. But these are real Americans. These are the Americans I grew up with in Liberty Park in Glendale. People who went home, my family owned a bar. 5 o'clock, some of the guys would come in, have a drink. They'd go home, walk down the block. It was all walking distance. It was a neighborhood bar. These are real Americans. I want you to listen to this guy at a rally. These are the guys Democrats hate. They absolutely hate you if you're one of these guys right here. But this is working class America. Take a listen.
I remember before Trump got out of office, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work. Then all of a sudden it's 30 to 40, and then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
I know what the left is saying. Don't be middle class flyover country losers, working man's Gatorade. Those are the men and women that make this place work, man. Deserve a beer at night. Deserve to go home. Have themselves a cold one. They hate you, man. They can't stand you. And what are these people doing? Nothing. They're laughing in your face. Think you're a joke. Wait to watch this video. Now listen, you can speculate all you want about this. I'm just showing you the video. This is the hostage exchange the other day. Now, folks, again, I've been at these sites 1,000 times. The Secret Service and everyone else in the staff looks really confused. Here's Joe Biden walking back onto a plane. Now, the fact checkers say, oh, he was going back on the plane to meet with everyone. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm telling you is most of the people had already disembarked that plane. What is he saying, hi to a pilot? I don't know. But look at the Secret Service guys. They're looking up there like, where the hell is this guy going? I don't know what he's doing, folks. I don't care to speculate. I don't really care. All the real reason I'm playing this is because this guy disappears like this all the time when you need him most. Where is he today? Economic crash, war in the Middle East breaking out. Where is he? Where's Kamala Harris today? The answer is doing what they always do. Nothing. Absolutely jack squat. I'd rather have a guy out there sending mean tweets than someone out there sitting there ducking, hiding in a basement again. It was a big show today. We covered a lot, folks, and I really appreciate it. I'm voting for the outlaw, and so are you guys. Make sure you bring 10 people. 10. It's not good enough to vote. It's only good enough to vote if you bring 10 people with you. Do not forget. Please, I'm begging you. We lose this election. You're not going to have a country to go back in. You're going to look at a totally different place. We're the leaders we've been waiting for, as my friend Ginny says. Make sure you download the Rumble app. Follow us every day at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, rumble.com/Bongino. Give us a follow on Apple and Spotify as well. It's all free. We really appreciate it. Click those follow buttons. Helps us stay on the top charts. We deeply appreciate it. See you on the radio show and Rumble in a few minutes and back here at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.